views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
That is right. Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014, number 97. Since being in the YNTS studio, we are currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to me on replay, we thank you. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info about who we are, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number, it's up, it's running, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts. Don't be left behind. You're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Sade, this is the first year of the school's new dress code policy, and some students say it is being enforced as soon as they walk into the front doors of the school, and they say it goes way too far.
So funny, a few weeks ago, and see friends you haven't seen in a while, and they ask you, so, how's everything? Well, I do this, I do that, and then they always bring up the whole, oh, do you ever want to go back to school? And I say, no, school's not for me anymore. You do it for 21 years, for doctors over 30. Anyway, it all depends what you're actually doing, and it gets tiresome, especially with maybe what you're wearing. Howard Ford's my phone screener, my father's spectating as always, Tay Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. We don't do many local stories. We don't. There was a time when we were a local radio program. We were up in the Bronx. We were in a very small studio. It worked out in our favor 6 years later. Believe it or not, last week marked 6 years ago I started behind this microphone. And we've been going 6 years stronger, 2 years doing this program here in my own studio. When we came here, we started to expand and become syndicated, meaning our show can play through many different locations. It's hard to do something local. Here in the Staten Island area, it's not easy. But when I saw this local story become national, I couldn't believe it. We don't get many stories out of here in Staten Island becoming national. I said, well, it's my duty to take this story and bring it out onto the mainstream, and that's what I'm doing now. Now, I'm not going to name this high school for personal reasons, but what I'm going to do is give you a description to the best of my ability. Third largest school in New York City, holds 4,000 students, and you see 40 or more in a classroom where there's always rules saying it should be lower. So it gives you a description on what the school is and how a new principal that has joined this high school, a lot of responsibility on his hands. But one thing he saw that was a problem, like any other new principal, right? New principal, new president, new mayor, new... Anyway, you come in... You see what your predecessor did, and if it's a he or a she, and you now, okay, this is a problem, we're going to address it. When it comes to a dress codes have been in school since the beginning of time. Dress codes are not new. And sometimes when you enforce something, that doesn't mean it's a new idea. Think about it. There are hundreds of laws in the federal government, right? Books and books and books. If you go to your nearest library, if you still have one, sadly, they're not living up to the part anymore due to lack of funding and technology expanding. You see hundreds of laws. So when a president comes in, for example, and decides, well, I'm going to take this law and I'm going to enforce it, or I'm going to create a brand new law, well, how about we look back on what we already have? This new principal in this local high school in Staten Island that we're speaking about, if just coming in, join the program, he sees the existing dress code, and he's not creating a new dress code, but he's coming out, and he is now enforcing it. This is a dress code. I'll add a thing here and there, but the reason why we do this is in our handbook. It's been in our handbook for a long time. And that's what we have here, clip 6.
The student handbook reads, inappropriate dress can cause unnecessary distractions.
So that's what the handbook says. The handbook says we have a dress code for this reason. Now, we've seen many students see a new principal. You see a little bit of a twist of a new policy, and you're going to start seeing a lot of backlash. And BuzzFeed has a great piece on it. Do I agree with the title? This high school sexist dress code has caused 200 detentions in just the last 2 weeks? Of course I don't. But they at least give you a nice timeline on where we're going here. So the dress code came about. Now, Staten Island High School recently instituted Dress for Success dress code. Many students and parents are now calling it severe and sexist. The dress code prohibits tank tops, low-cut blouses, tubes, hatter and midriff tops, along with short shorts and short skirts. What students have been furious about, especially, is the hot summer months since the high school doesn't have air conditioning. The Staten Island Advance interviewed the high school students last week, 2 weeks ago. They told reporters that administrators were pulling students out of hallways. Students whose clothes were deemed inappropriate were given the option to change to a large gray athletic clothes or sit in the hot auditorium and wait for their parents to bring a change of clothing. According to the New York Post, 200 students received detention due to dress code violations, and 90% of those students were female. The high school principal has been speaking with reporters, but Amy Horowitz, the school district superintendent, said the school is going after any clothing that interferes the learning and teaching process. So let's go to what Amy Horowitz said. It interferes with the learning and teaching process. By looking at this dress code, what's wrong? I don't see anything wrong with it. If you're going to school and you're not dressing yourself appropriately in an educational institution, you have the right to change your clothes to something more appropriate or wait till someone can bring you that clothing. That dress code's been around for what? Because they changed the name? What? Because a new principal has arrived and decided to do his job? I think that's pretty good. I don't think we're interfering with anyone's rights. When you arrive and you attend this high school, you are accepting the rules that go along with it. And if you don't like it, you get out. You have choices. We live in America. It's not one high school for all. There's many high schools for many different people. I don't understand the problem. So let's look at the high school's problem. The high school's problem, this is the only problem they have, because their dress code comes out very clearly. Tank tops, low-cut blouses, tubes and hatters, midriff tops, short skirts, you can't wear it. That the high school, it's coming out saying you can't wear these clothing because it's a distraction. And I think that's a lack of reasoning. And I think we should go back into the high school's handbook and change this statement. Because what you're doing is you're saying that, well, I can't learn because a beautiful young lady next to me is looking very attractive today because she's wearing less clothes than normal. Let me tell you something. I'm a young man. A girl can wear long jeans and a beautiful shirt, and I'm going to look at her. There's more to the eye than the clothes. There's the body type, there's the hair, there's the personality, the whole nine yards. But this is not Valentine's Day, so I'm not going to get into love and hate. But what I'm going to do is show you that it's not a distraction. Of course people could be distracted by it. But in today's world, it's normal. We had a conversation last week of divorces. Do you remember the conversation? If you were listening, how divorces has become the norm. Well, looking half naked becomes a normal also. Not agreeing with it. Many people go out and try to go against it, and that's a conversation for another day. I do know is this. I know that if the young girl or even young guy is not looking appropriate, it should not be a distraction. You should not be allowed to wear the clothing because it's not appropriate in an educational institution. That is the wording that should be in this high school handbook. And if you don't agree with me, well, then you and me are on different sides and you have the right to listen to another show until next hour because that's where we're going. And I'm strong about my opinion and how these statements should be changed because I think we all agree. You're going to be distracted left or right. If a bee comes into the classroom, you're going to be distracted. Young girl comes in, she's from another country, you want to get to know her, that's going to be a distraction. You got cell phones, that's a distraction. Cell phones, see, the rules of cell phones, and I have the cell phone in my hand right now, it's on vibrate, it's on Wi-Fi only, I'm not being distracted by it. Many schools have the rule where you're not allowed to bring electronic devices, cell phones, because they should not be allowed in school. They should not be involved in learning. So why can't we have the same thing for the dress code? Why can we put that into the statement? What's the problem? I think many students and many teachers are coming out and they're getting angry just because of your defense to this new dress code. Or, excuse me, sorry, it's not new. It's the dress code that's being enforced just a little bit more clear than years before. Because when I was in high school, believe me, you saw young girls and you saw men. Yeah, I know, they wore. Oh, they did all right. Short shorts, chains, baggy pants, you name it. I don't understand the situation, but I don't agree that this high school is coming out with that statement. It's a distraction. There's a lot more to it, and it needs to be more clear. Now, we see many students from this high school come out and give their defense to it, and I want to share with some of you. But this particular student, what he said against this dress code, and it's so ironic because something happened at my job that's going to really walk in. And I said to my manager, do you know this is going to add right into the segment that we're talking about? So this is what a student said of why he disagrees with the dress code. This is what he said. It is, I have it here. Yeah, here it is. Clip 5.
He makes it like a workplace. He makes it like we're professionals, but it's really just school.
It's really just school. Do you know that at my job, he was interviewing a young man to get a job as a sales associate at my job. And he was in the sales floor waiting. He saw the young man with sweatpants with a t-shirt on. And my manager told my sales associate, my manager told me this story. He said, if this young man is coming for this interview, I'm walking inside, tell him I had an emergency, and I'll call him back. In other words, you're not getting this interview. Believe it or not, the kid walked in, my manager ran to the back, the kid never got called back. So when you tell, see, so this is it. There is no difference between a workplace and a school place. There isn't. Because at both places, you have to dress appropriately. In both places, you have dress codes and policies. I had an internship with 710 WOR, and we had a dress code that I had to follow. And if I couldn't follow it, I had to, sadly, and not be able to have the internship no more. I did the dress code, and I was perfectly fine with it. That's a workplace. This is a school. What's the difference? A educational institution is a high school, is a college. It's a public school. It's a Catholic school. That's what an educational institution is. And I look at it this way. That in an educational institution, what are you doing? You're teaching young men and women to eventually use their knowledge they learn in the classroom for the real world. The real world might be struggles, and the real world might be horizons they will face. So if you think, I could wear sweatpants because I'm in school, what makes you think that won't carry on with you in the future? The school is not just teaching you to, of course, that you have a responsibility, an educational institution, to dress this way. Also, because we are teaching you dress and not to dress, because many kids think, because it's some little store that's probably going out of business, I have the right to come in and wear sweatpants. Well, that's not the case. And if maybe you followed your dress code in high school, you would know that. But here's another student, and this is her reaction to it. Clip 7.
I don't like it. I mean, if we had air conditioning, I would understand. But it's so hot in the school, I don't like it at all.
If you had air conditioning, then I wouldn't dress up. Like I'm wearing a tube top, like I'm going to the Las Vegas gallery tonight. That's my buzzword of strip club. I mean, if I spend millions of dollars on air conditioning, you will stop wearing inappropriate clothing. So in a workplace, if there was no air conditioning, starting off in the workplace, you're 19, you're young, have a lot of college debt. I've been there, still am. You would, there's no air conditioning, so I can wear whatever I want. It's different. It's not different. I already taught you that. Let me say it again. How about you find clothing that's light? This dress code is not saying you can't wear. You just can't wear it to a certain height. You can wear shorts. You just can't wear shorts that go so high that you can't even see them anymore. You can't wear tank tops. You can wear nice light shirts. Believe me, I have a mom. We go to the mall. She goes shopping. She finds all the nicest clothing. And believe it or not, covers everything. Why? Because it exists. Why? Because it's there. Why? Because it's light, it's comfortable, and it could work in your favor. It's that simple. The clothing, the dress code, it's been around for years, and it's going to be around for many years to come.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at smokeybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The road to 100 has begun.
Stop. Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world. I've been doing this every week, and I'm just going to keep calling you guys until you come. We come together. Let me speak a language you can understand. Who's a 90s child? Well, I am, and I have a great place for you to answer that question. It's www.facebook.com/a90s child, a like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 1990s. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to even be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. View it on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who is a 90s child, www.facebook.com/a90s child, the only 90s page of its kind.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Where has this show been? The show's Recess cartoon by Disney Channel. What was it? I don't even know when the show. I believe it came on in the late 90s. Then they had it on mornings throughout the early 2000s, and then it just disappeared. They won't show it anymore. I'm going to have to talk to Jonathan about this, and he's actually our guest. And I'm going to tell him, where is this program? Where is it? He probably won't know the answer. Joining me on my program to continue the conversation of the dress code in public schools and even private schools, he is the president and founder of Byerside Tutoring. He grew up in the Bronx on the Grand Concourse. He worked in many educational institutions, including Pelham Prep Academy and Christopher Columbus High School. He's now focusing on furthering his education and helping others reaching their goals through education. He is Jonathan Berenger on my phone line. Jonathan, welcome back to the program.
How are you, Andrew? It's always a pleasure to be here.
John, we always have you on. We had you on when we spoke about children education. We spoke about SATs all the way back in April. And now we speak about dress codes. But before I go into there, into that issue, I have to say, buyersidetutoring.org, the organization that you run, saw the new website. Looks great. Love it.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Definitely put some work in there.
And we're definitely going to speak a little bit more about By Your Side Tutoring, like always, at the end of our conversation. But I want to ask you the first question. In Staten Island, the local high school, you might have seen it in the news, or you might have even seen it on BuzzFeed. Their dress code has been up for a lot of controversy. New principal comes in, enforces a new policy or a existing policy with a little bit of repercussion, and it creates a lot of, well, a lot of controversy between the student body and, for some, the parents. Can you give us the reason why dress codes are enforced in public schools and, from your experience, even private schools?
So, Andrew, when we look at the private school sector and we look at the alarming, you know, rates of success and how, you know, every working class parent would like to have their children in the private school, we see the commonality there that there is dress code and it is enforced. So then the question that comes up is dress code related to the academic success of a student? Now, I believe that when you have dress code, one, it's implementing the idea and the concept in students' mind that we have to dress for success. When we have the mindset of dressing for success, we also have the mindset of achieving success. Number two, it eliminates what I think is so much bullying that goes on when students are talking about, look at what you're wearing, look what I'm wearing, and I'm famous for having locker room showdowns with bullies, letting them know to stop picking on children. You know, back in high school, I remember getting involved in different situations where someone would say, hey, my sneakers cost more than everything you're wearing. And I would just, you know, come into that conversation and say, why would you spend so much money? You know, so I think the dress code can eliminate that problem when it comes to bullying and making fun of other students when it comes to what they're wearing. I do think it gets the student's mind to start thinking about success, dressing for success, and also achieving success. And if we look now more recently into the alarming, and I do see alarming, increasing amount of success that we are seeing in charter schools, and we're seeing parents go crazy. And I'm talking about crazy. I know many parents who are going crazy enlisting their public school children into charter schools. We see the backing, the support, and the reinforcement of dress code in charter schools as well. And if we look at, you know, the military and understand the dress code that we find in military, having a common uniform, it definitely demonstrates unity. When we look in the sports sector, it demonstrates unity. It demonstrates teamwork. So I do think that dress code, you know, really gets the student to dress for success, think of achieving success, have the idea and the concept of unity and of teamwork. And, you know, I really firmly believe this.
From your response, it sounds like you're entailing, when we speak about dress code, you're in the category of uniforms. Is that what you're entailing, that maybe every student, instead of wearing different clothing and clothing that has some type of message on it or creating fights because of the price of the sneaker that they might be walking with that particular day, are you entailing that maybe even public schools, because they have the right to start enforcing uniforms? 4,000 students in a school, everyone should wear a uniform. Same thing, and if you don't, you go home.
Yeah. So you're definitely right, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because, you know, in reviewing what I just said, let me make the distinction now between dress code and uniforms. We do see that in private school, they have the full straight-up, you know, uniform. And in charter schools, they have uniform. Success Academy is one that has branded uniforms. Many private schools and charter schools have branded uniforms. But now when we get to the dress code, I know some public schools are now demanding, I think it's the minimal, you know, khaki pants and maybe a black shirt, a black collar shirt. And so I think that's a little bit of the difference when it comes to uniform and dress code. But tell me a little bit more about what's happening in Staten Island.
So the situation in Staten Island, there is a high school that we chose to disclose on this program. A new principal has come into the high school, saw the dress code, and decided to enforce it and even add a few things to it. That means we see a little bit more clothing if it's straps, if it's blouses, even sweatshirts, short shorts. Some students are saying it's a little bit strict. Some people are arguing it's sexist. So we now see a new principal getting a lot of backlash for taking a dress code and enforcing it because he believes, and in the high school handbook, it says it's becoming a distraction to his students. So the principal has now come out and decided to have the dress code, enforce it, and also add some things to it. And as of right now, I really don't see anything wrong with it. But I don't know what you think.
I can understand why some parents may feel that it's sexist. There may be some more rules on the side when it speaks about women, you know, the girls and how they dress and to cover up. But let me also add, I'm familiar with some dress codes in different public schools in the Bronx, and they have dress code that directly also addresses the males. And it speaks of them not sagging, you know, as the word they used when they wear their pants below their rear. It speaks of them not showing their chest. It speaks of them not showing, you know, revealing to also for the males, they shouldn't be wearing a tank top, for example, revealing, you know, their chest or whatever it may be. That's in there. So we see rules that pertain to males just as much as it pertains to females to eliminate distractions on both parties. I think both to eliminate distractions from the males, eliminate distractions from the females as well. So I really don't think it's so much of a sexist thing because if reinforced correctly, the male should pay the same consequence as the female if he comes in, let's say, you know, with his pants sagging versus if a female comes in showing her belly button. The penalty should be reinforced equally. And that's where we can draw the line and we can say, okay, this is, you know, this equality here. But now if a line is not drawn and where the female is being penalized worse than what the male is being penalized for having his pants low or for wearing a tank top or for wearing a hat in class or wearing a do-rag or something on his head, something like that, then that can be definitely a point to argue. But I have seen fairness, at least in some of the public schools' dress codes that I have seen in the Bronx. I have seen a level of fairness when it comes to the regards of male attire and female attire.
Right now, we are speaking with Jonathan Barringer, and he is the founder and the president of Buy Your Side Tutoring, buyyoursidetutoring.org. We're speaking about the dress code here in the program and speaking about a local high school in Staten Island that has really become a debate for many parents and students. I want to play this clip again for you. In the top of the hour, we played a clip of a young student showing his opinion why this dress code, he doesn't agree with it. And here it is again, clip 5.
He makes it like a workplace. He makes it like we're professionals, but it's really just school.
This young student, Jonathan, comes out and says, we're only in school. This is not a workplace. I'm not outside. I don't need to look appropriate. It's just a school. How would you react to this student's statement on this dress code?
I have a very distinct opinion about dress code and about dressing professional and viewing school not just as something we go to, not viewing school not as a prison. Many students, unfortunately, view school as a prison. But I want to say, and I would like to share a personal experience. When I was, I believe, in ninth grade, I listened to Steve Harvey once say that he had a minimum wage job. But as he left his house to go do that job in a suit. Once he got there, he put on his you know, let's say his dirty uniform, whatever the job was, a blue-collar job, whatever it was, minimum wage. And then on his way back, he threw on another suit because he began to train his mind to dress successful and he began to want to achieve that success. Now, when I was in high school, my principal and all my friends can testify to this, I began dressing up to school. And what that created in me, after I heard that, from Steve Harvey, I began to dress up, wear shirt and tie to school, sometimes a suit. I changed my backpack to a briefcase. Now, this is me. And it's a funny thing, Andrew. I would go to school too late every now and then. I would like to be honest, even more than just every now and then, you know. But when I dressed up, I felt uncomfortable going to school late. I felt like, how can I go to school late if I'm dressed for success? If I'm not, then I'm not, you know, exemplifying success if I go to school late and I'm dressed up. And I, you know, so that was me. This is me. This is personal experience. It's the honest truth. I dressed up throughout high school in suits. And, you know, from high school, I wanted to pursue education. I received a full scholarship for college in a teaching program. And you know, the rest is history. And here I am now, owner of Byerside Tutoring. And I have to say that part of me back in high school dressing for success did create in my mindset, I'm dressing for success because I want to achieve success. And so my response to this young man would say, okay, school is not perhaps a professional workspace, but you are a professional student that should desire to go into a professional workspace. So why not start practicing now? Because practice, my friend, makes perfect.
Right now we're speaking with Jonathan Barringer, and he is the president, founder, and owner Byerside Tutoring, byersidetutoring.org. Jonathan, I have to say over the air, you would make a great principal someday. Your response to this young man, I think it's what a principal would say, because what a principal needs is not just experience and a widespread of ideas for an educational institution, but being able to answer student questions. And I think you'd be great at it. And I think you already have done great things with Byerside Tutoring.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. I very appreciate that.
Now, byersidetutoring.org, I already see that you're already doing sign-ups. What's the latest going on at Byerside Tutoring? How can some of my audience members get into the program and be able to help their students succeed the way you succeeded in your educational career?
So currently, we've declared this month of September registration month. I know some parents like to start early in the month, but it being, you know, early on in the school year, we want to give students a little bit of time to relax, settle into the school year. So we're asking all parents to register during this month of September, and we're scheduled to start our actual tutoring program for the fall on October 6th. That's on a Monday, the week of the 6th of October is when we're going to begin our tutoring sessions. Now, we've already began a few tutoring sessions who have already been registered with us since the summer. They've continued into the fall. But for all new and upcoming parents, we're implementing a new registration online on our registration page, on our website. And also, you know, as I mentioned, we're going to start in October on the 6th. And we're also working on training new tutors to be prepared to start working on the 6th. And I'm just excited for working with new students and with new tutors. I'm definitely excited for this semester, for this fall program, yes.
Now, where are you guys located? Are you partnering up with the school, or you actually have your own location where people come and they see Byerside Tutoring at the door and they're able to see all the resources around them?
So right now, we specialize in at-home tutoring, so our tutors are able to travel to the home to provide tutoring services, but we have also partnered up with local libraries, and our tutors are available to go to the local library most closest to the student and provide our tutoring services at the library. And the way we're recruiting our students, we are connecting and partnering up with different elementary schools. Right now, we're focusing on elementary schools, and we're partnering up with the parent coordinators because the parent coordinator knows best with what, you know, the parents are struggling with and their students, you know, and so parents are the ones who voice their opinions to the teachers, to the parent coordinators, and so we're directly contacting the parent coordinators from different schools, and from there, they're just sending students our way, and they're registering, and, you know, we want to definitely get started on jumping on this tutoring.
We are speaking with Jonathan Barringer, president and founder of Buyerside Tutoring. Check it out if you're interested, buyersidetutoring.org. Jonathan, always a pleasure coming on the program. Hope we can speak to you soon. I saw you a little bit hanging up charter schools. That might be a future conversation and many more. Good luck. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Thank you.
Jonathan Barringer, buyersidetutoring.org. Check it out. You might like it. And guess what? Your child might like it, too. Taking your calls. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
I remember when I was in high school, young girls with North Faces, because they just came out, they were becoming a trend. Tells you how young I am. Young girls would take off their North Faces, and they still look like they were half naked. Guys, they'll take off their jackets. They had tank tops. My high school, the high school I went to, was naturally hot. Naturally hot. It had its own temperature. I thought, okay, I'm going to history. It's going to be wintertime. Each classroom has own temperature. If you're going in computers, or if you're going to cooking class, or if you're just going to your core classes. So I don't understand. So the air conditioning, I know, I'm going right back onto the air conditioning. Even if there's no air conditioning, my high school is naturally hot. Simple enough. It has its own Fahrenheit. It does. It has its own. You walk in there and you can't go to the nearest deli and get a bag of ice. You're stuck in there for hours and that was it. And my parents, when they were in high school, they had no air conditioning. So what was their excuse? Well, back then, there were so many clothes to wear. Who thought to take it off? 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo, and you can even Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. So we're taking your tweets. We're taking your calls. That's what I want to see. So right now we have a tweet. Really miss a... That's not even a part of the show. I know, you're stuck getting those personal tweets. Well, this is not a part of the show, but I do agree with that tweet, though. But phone Howard, my phone screener, he's with us. I want to get Howard's input on this. Howard, you went to high school at one point in your life, and I don't think we ever had this conversation. Did you go to private school or public school? He's probably sitting there going, oh, crap, I'm in the air. How are you there? He has no ideas on the air. See, that's my phone screen. He's probably watching the Yankee game right now. Howard, over here. All right, that. Howard, no. All right. Oh God, Howard, I'm coming back. Howard, there you are.
Andrew.
I know. I think I should warn you, okay? If I'm going to bring on Howard Forrest, I need to at least give him a warning that he's coming on.
You need to schedule me as a guest.
I just want your input. I mean, you're the phone screener, and you're probably watching the Yankee game. I know you're counting down to Derek Jeter's last game. Like, who cares about dress code, Andrew? Derek Jeter, last game. That's what we're looking forward to. I know.
Yeah, that is true. You know, it is coming down to his final days as a New York Yankee. And unfortunately, the Yankees are not that good this year, so they're not making the playoffs. So his last few games are a little emotional.
Well, you went to high school at one point. Did you wear uniforms, or you actually had a dress code you had to follow?
No, we didn't have any kind of dress code. I went to high school from 95 to 99, so we didn't have any kind of dress code. But it was always a given that you had to be, not so revealing. You know, if you were a girl, you couldn't be so revealing. If you were a guy, you couldn't be so... It seemed like you said, like maybe it was more geared towards the girls and not being so revealing. Like they couldn't wear the really short shorts, or like there was 1 year girls were wearing boxer shorts as shorts 1 year, and they were sent home to go change. So it's one thing where I think if there would have been a dress code back when I was in high school, maybe it would have been a little bit better. But I'm not complaining because I'm a guy.
I think you make my point. The point of you went to high school in the 90s and I went to high school in the mid-2000s. And looking at this recent dress code, what's changed? Dress codes have been around since the beginning of time. And you know what to wear. You know what not to wear. So I don't understand why suddenly a new principal comes in, adds two more clothings, and everyone suddenly has a huge fit. I'm not understanding this. I really am not, Howard.
I kind of look at it like I go to work every day and I have a uniform that I have to wear. And if I don't wear that uniform, I can either get written up, sent home, or, at the worst case scenario, lose my job. If you're in school, it's a time for, where you're learning you know, everything in life. You're learning how to follow the rules. You're learning how to listen to an adult figure. You know, it's preparing you for life, you know, as you move on in life, from high school to college to your career, and so on and so forth. So by enforcing a dress code, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, as long as it's not to be so extreme where, you know, like if it's hot outside, if they can't, you know, like wearing different type of shorts, or they still have to dress up in their shirt, you know, a polo shirt, a heavy polo shirt, and khakis, which, you know, can be a little warm during, you know, when the weather gets warm. I think there needs to be a little give and take, but if there is a dress code, then I don't see anything wrong with enforcing a dress code that, you know, that prepares you, you know, for when you get into the real world and you get into a job and where you have to dress a certain way every day. Like, if you're going out, you're going to be a lawyer. You're not going to dress in short shorts and a tank top. You're going to go there in a nice suit, whether you're a man or a woman. You want to dress. You want to feel, you know, you want to present that appearance. So I think a dress code is not bad, but it should be, you know, worked upon depending on the time of year.
Yeah, I agree, Howard. I really do. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, sharing some input on this. I don't know. I was talking to my mom during the break, and we spoke to Jonathan, and we spoke to Howard just now, and it's amazing how we're all kind of on the same page. You shouldn't be allowed to wear this type of clothing, and it's always been that way. We're all on the same page, right? We are. It's that simple. We're all on the same page. We all know what's right from wrong. We were all raised to the point of excellence. But my mom made a good point, though, and I'm going to end with the hour with this, because we're too busy speaking about the conflict of interest between this high school and its students. What about the teachers? What about the teachers? Teachers, when I was in public school, they really didn't have, well, of course they have a dress code. Actually, I think it's the same one. I had one teacher that decided to wear a suit. I had another teacher who wore jeans and a undershirt and then a button-down shirt and chalk all over him. I had another teacher who just wore the dress pants and the button-down shirt. I had another teacher who wore a t-shirt and shorts, and it was below 20 outside. The teachers are also in the situation where, well, guess what? Even if there is no air conditioning, they can't wear one either. And many of these teachers are teaching, what, five classes? Five classes, standing up for 45 minutes at a time. Last time I heard, teaching is not easy. I have many friends who are going to be teachers, many friends who are currently teachers. And I have to tell you, they're not complaining. Okay, well, maybe some of them are. And believe me, they would love air conditioning also. But you know, the teachers would rather have more in their salary than a new air conditioner next year. Because at the end of the day, they get to go home and sit down and have the air conditioner blowing on them. And at the end of the day, you see winter time. This was 2 weeks ago. School started, what, 3 weeks now? We're hitting on a month. Here in New York, we're now, if you go outside right now, it's chilly. We have the patio open. The studio's got the breeze coming in. It's beautiful here. It's nice and cool. So I don't understand. What are you going to do? Bring air conditioning for a few weeks? Well, what about the end of the year? Well, the end of the year, why you have it for a few weeks? Air conditioners are expensive to purchase, expensive to fix, expensive to maintain throughout the year. That's simple. I would believe that this has blown over and students have realized that you're not going to win because your argument is just false. I already said what the school should do, and the students just need to realize that when you get older, you might be behind this mic and you might have a different impression on things because you're in a different time. It's that simple. Well, we are changing courses this hour. We're going to be going to CVS. Ooh. You already said, well, I already said, sorry, how, you know, I'm not a fan of CVS, how they like to build locations everywhere you go. I believe they're creating a monopoly, less competition, the way they're killing jobs. We've had our conversation about them in the past. CVS, though, did something that I agree with. I think so. And we're going to go more into depth on that decision. Hint, tobacco products won't be in CVS locations no more. Made the decision in April, just started this month. Don't be left behind. Be right back.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes in communities worldwide. Visit them at novonordisk-us.com.
Universal time, 0 hours, 1 minute, 5 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 20 hours, 1 minute, 15 seconds. Universal time, 0 hours, 1 minute, 20 seconds. U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 20 hours.
So it looks like we're having some technical difficulties on our NPR news. But so while we're seeing that difficulty, we're going to continue the conversation. You can call us up if you like until we go into the next hour. Phone number is 855-712-9687. 855-712-YNTS. The question I am giving my audience, and the question is this. Let me see here. What is the question? I had it on me. All right. Yeah, the question is, what type of clothing attire did you wear to high school? So you went to high school. What did you wear? We'll take a call, and if not, we'll go right into the second hour here on the program. As of right now, we will be playing our NPR news going to the second hour, but it looks like we are having some technical difficulty on the NPR news. Played well at the top of the hour, but it's not going so well during this one. But we did say next hour we're going to be speaking about CVS. CVS will not be carrying tobacco products anymore, and we want to know why. Cynthia Haylett, she's the executive director of American for Non-Smoker Rights, will be joining me. She will be discussing CVS's decision, how their competitors are reacting to it, and even communities passing laws to try to stop these products. And I think it's a great conversation because tobacco companies, just as big as companies, Nestle or McDonald's, very powerful, put a lot of laws, a lot of money into government. It's going to be very interesting to see how this is playing out. So I am so glad that we'll be able to speak with her during the next hour. And of course, we will be getting your calls right after. And that question is, if you're a smoker, will you stop because of this new policy or law? If you see nothing in the stores, would you stop? Would it influence you to, I'm going to put down the cigarette, I'm going to stop smoking? So it's going to be a great second hour. And we hope that you'll be able to join us. And we hope that you'll be able to stay with us throughout the second hour here on the Orange News Talk Show. Always make sure to check out www.yoandrewnts.com. It really is a great place to go to. You're able to watch a great introduction video by a beautiful young lady showing you, and very smart also, we found her and she loved to do the video for us. She explains to you who we are and how we were founded. You can read about the whole crew. Even check out stations we are on so you can listen to their programs also. Also great about www.yoandrewnts.com. You're able to listen to past interviews we've had and even contact me about the show or a question that you might have also. So we really appreciate you all coming on and doing that. Second hour of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show starts now after that the difficulty that we had here on the program.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.